You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's the happy hour. Now, on today's show, we're going to focus on innovation in healthcare, in particular using AI to assist in early disease diagnosis. Now, a new AI-powered app could help check for early signs of skin cancer and over 20 other health indicators, all from the comfort of your own home. Now, joining us to talk about it are George Tomeski, CEO of company Healthy AI, and their CTO, Nikhil Sehgal. It is so nice speaking with both of you.
Lovely. Thanks, to Pauline. Be with you, Paulina.
Well, George, over to you first. What inspired the creation of Healthy AI?
So, Paulina, two things. Firstly, some personal experience. Not having seen a doctor for 12 or so years and kind of going, wow, it's been that long. You know, people say time flies, but health time flies even quicker. And then also an episode with my mother who was complaining about, you know, a problem for, you know, 10 plus years to her doctor, to be told pretty much the same thing for all of that time. And then, you know, a moment of serendipity when that doctor wasn't present and another doctor was in the clinic that day, and she was asked to do a simple test and, you know, was then diagnosed with stage 4, at the time, terminal stomach cancer. Yeah. So here was a situation where her body was sending out signals for 10 years. She was asking for those to be read. They were read incorrectly for a long time. And if they had been assessed earlier, you know, she may have avoided many, many years of extreme pain and suffering. Yeah. And then sort of it got me looking into the system, kind of going, is this a one-off? And, you know, what I uncovered from a data viewpoint, Paulina, sort of startled me a little bit. You know, 7 out of 10 people succumb to a condition that could have been prevented. You know, doctor misdiagnosis is the third largest killer of humans on the planet. You know, and ultimately most of the cost in our healthcare systems today that, you know, are crippling economies, you know, go to treating conditions that could have been prevented. And so I thought, surely technology can intervene here. Surely we can find a better way for humans to identify conditions early. And if we did that, that could change the course of their health, those conditions, pain, suffering, and ultimately, you know, we truly believe life expectancy, because, you know, as we're starting to realize that early detection and data in health can completely change everything for the individual and the health system. So that's the genesis. And, you know, the 20 odd plus health conditions, which will be most human health conditions over the next few years, Paulina, they're all conditions that we know result in avoidable mortality. Yeah. Cancers, heart disease, respiratory conditions, and we've specifically targeted all of the big conditions that if you could check early, you know, you can cure, yeah? And that's what we set out to achieve with this first version of Healthy.
Okay, so you're talking about quite a few different conditions. I mean, with the skin cancer, obviously the signs can be very much on the body, on the skin. I imagine an app would be quite good in figuring out whether there's something concerning there. So Nikhil, from the point of view of like design, how would this work in practice? I mean, our audience, specifically blind and partially sighted people, use their mobile for accessibility a lot. So it could be really a game changer being able to help get this early diagnosis, especially in a system where people are really struggling to get appointments and NHS is overstretched. And just in general, it would be such an amazing thing.
The beauty of the way that Healthy's checks work is that you don't need to really learn anything new to be able to conduct these checks. If you know how to use a smartphone, you are essentially 95% likely able to conduct a check on Healthy's device, on Healthy's application. And the way these checks works is two simple ways. We are utilizing the camera feed and the microphone input. And we do that for various different conditions. So we use the camera feed to take a video of your face to be able to measure in real time your vital signs. And that includes things like your pulse rate, your oxygen saturation, your blood pressure. We also use the camera to be able to snap a picture of lesions on your skin to determine whether they are cancerous or not. We use the microphone to allow you to solicit a cough sample. So you can cough into the microphone for about 5 seconds. And from that, we'd be able to screen for whether you suffer from several respiratory conditions. These include tuberculosis, pneumonia, COVID, et cetera, just from a simple cough for 5 seconds. So all of these checks can be done just from using an existing device that everyone has in their pocket. And so accessibility and convenience is really the key to allow people to be able to start measuring their health on a more frequent basis. The reason why individuals do not know what their heart rate is, or you know, whether they suffer from a skin lesion or cancerous skin lesion or not, is because it's not, they don't do this on a regular basis. It's not convenient, and it's also not cost effective. Like George mentioned, we do these checks for cents on the dollar. These are a fraction of what they would cost if you had to go and get this check done by either a healthcare professional, or even if you had to procure a physical device to conduct these checks. So everything can be done just simply on the device that everyone has in their pocket.
I imagine the advantages of being able to do that, because a lot of people, when they go and get their checks at the doctor, they'll do it when something's wrong. So in this case, talking preventative healthcare, you can set a baseline, which for a lot of people, that baseline is different. So unless you get these regular checks, you don't really know what the person's baseline then is, and you can't really compare if things change for them. So how accurate would healthy be? Because I know right now doctors are seeing an influx of people coming in and saying, I've just received a diagnosis for an AI chatbot and they tell me I have XYZ.
Right.
So I imagine it would be a lot more accurate than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we always benchmark our devices against the gold standard. So if you go and see a doctor today, the first thing they will do in a primary care visit is take your vital signs. They will take a measure of your pulse rate, your blood pressure, your oxygen saturation. There are two devices that they would use to achieve this. The first is a pulse oximeter, which is a thing that snaps to your index finger right at the tip. And the second is a blood pressure cuff. Both of those devices are considered the gold standard by regulators to be able to measure those statistics, like your heart rate and blood pressure. We actually proved in a paper across various patients, the fact that these devices can actually quite be ineffective on some people. It's actually, in fact, if you are of an individual with darker skin tone, you have a higher melanin concentration, which affects light absorption. Without going too much into the detail, that means that the traditional gold standard device is not as effective on you as it is for someone of lighter skin. So we have inherent ethnic bias already within the gold standard machines. And we proved that we were able to circumvent this by analyzing, essentially taking those same measurements from your face. And the reason being is because we are not just taking a measurement from one point on your finger. We are taking the measurement from various points on your face. So there's a lot of technical reasons why this works, one of them being spatial redundancy. But essentially what it effectively means is that we have proven to be just as, if not more, accurate than devices which are considered the gold standard by medical regulators.
Just two things there, Paulina. So we're sort of 90% accurate across most of the health checks that we provide within Healthy AI. But also, you made a really interesting point, which is very, very important. We provide the ability to check regularly outside of a clinical environment. Yeah. And most people don't go to the doctor regularly, and most people don't go at all. So the ability to do what you said, check regularly, understand what your baseline is, for the algorithm to look at variations in your baseline, and then to talk to you about what could be going on, that's personal to you, that's based on you and your physiology and you and your health context, is unique. And it is powerful, and it does mean that you identify conditions in ways that are different from doing it today. And, you know, I mentioned previously, you know, most people who have an ECG check in the UK who are given a green light will go on and have a heart attack within 6 months, or about 50% do. It's not because the ECG is wrong. In fact, it's an accurate measure, but it's not regular. You know, it's a moment in time where it said you're okay, but, you know, regular checking would have identified something different. So you know, regular checking at super low cost, conveniently, we think also is an important part of the healthy AI ingredient, not a single check, not a once-off check, you know, if you can see a doctor or the way we interact with healthcare today.
And would this work in conjunction with NHS? Like, how would this work in practice? Let's say the health AI says there's something wrong. Would you then go to see your doctor or?
Yeah, of course. We say, hey, look, here's what you've got to do medically, practically. Here's what else you should know about the condition that you might have been assessed with. And the way it would interface with health systems is in a couple of ways, right? You can turn up with the data and says, hey, look, here's what my blood pressure has been doing over the last 2 weeks. Data, yeah, trended graphs. Here's what the algorithm is saying, and, you know, you can present that to your doctor. In the future, Paulina, and not the too distant future, your healthy AI, your personal health algorithm will interact with the healthcare system. You know, it will call a doctor, it will send data to a doctor or a medical professional or whoever it might be. And that interaction will happen from algorithm to algorithm or from algorithm to a doctor or whatever it might be. So, you know, we say preventative health and early detection are really important, but so is data. Yeah. Early detection and data can make a big difference in people's lives. And, you know, not enough of us humans participate in preventative health, but also data is not really active in preventative healthcare either, Paulina. So again, it's a really good question. And we just make sure that people have information, accurate information on what they may have, and also data they can share with providers. So those providers can start to make, you know, insights and choices around your health that are far more informed than they are often today.
So where are you currently in the process of making this app widely available?
Corporates and health providers use our capabilities today in various guises. We're releasing direct to consumer over the next couple of weeks worldwide. So it'll be available all around the world. We've been in heavy beta testing across most markets for the last 4 or 5 months, which has been just tremendous. And so we're on the cusp of releasing it to, you know, UK, US, Europe, parts of Asia and Africa over the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic. And where can we find out more?
Yes, healthy.ai. Check out our website. We'll make it available then when you can download our application. We'll also be publishing a lot of research over the next few months with our IPM research team. And we try to be as transparent as possible about how our checks work, what is underneath the hood, what is, you know, outside of the black box, and how accurate they are. So hopefully for consumers using our application, they don't see this as just a black box. They can understand exactly what's going on under the hood and really get some real interpretations about their health.
Fantastic. Well, George and Nikhil from Healthy AI, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Paulina.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.